And I told you we'd be back. It is Mile High Magazine, still with Murphy Houston here. And joining me is another Murphy. It's Finn Murphy, the program manager of Ignite Adaptive Sports. Finn, welcome to Mile High Magazine, my friend.
Thank you, Murphy. Great to be here.
Good to have you here. And you're up in Longmont, as I understand it.
I am indeed. I'm between, actually, Boulder and Lyons on right on the front range right there at US 36. I've got a little 36-acre ranch.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice little area there as you head up that way, part of the mountains. So explain a bit more about Ignite Adaptive Sports. What does it mean? What are you doing there?
Adaptive Sports. So it's a sort of a technical term. A lot of people don't know what it means.
You're right.
Adaptive Sports is for sports for people with disabilities. So it could be physical disabilities, could be cognitive disabilities. You could be born with them, or you could be in an accident or trauma, or you could be a wounded armed service veteran. And, you know, these folks, just like everybody else, want to get out in the outdoors. They want to get some exercise. But it takes adaptive equipment to have them participate in those things. And it takes specialized training. So that's what adaptive sports are.
So,
for example, if you're hiking,
I was going to say, how's the word Ignite fit into that?
Well, Ignite is, we're a nonprofit. We're based at Eldora Mountain Resort outside of Nederland. And a lot of adaptive sports organizations are nonprofits because, it costs a lot of money to get this adaptive equipment, and the people with disabilities often are not the wealthiest citizens. So they, you know, need a hand up, and we have wonderful, generous contributors that help our programs. So, for example, if you're going to go hiking,
right,
and you're in a wheelchair, you need a specialized wheelchair,
and you need
people to help you.
Oh, absolutely.
And what Ignite does, we're at a ski resort, so we do snow sports for people with disabilities. So we have all kinds of specialized equipment. Like, you might have seen sit skis, which is where you sit on two skis, and then you have outriggers with your hands. And then if your legs don't work, then you can still be independent and ski down the mountain. We have all kinds of adaptive equipment, ski bikes, snow goes. And the term Ignite comes from igniting your passion, igniting your possibilities. That the fact that you have a disability doesn't necessarily limit you from outdoor activities.
And it shouldn't. And I'm glad you're doing this, Finn. So how long have you been doing this kind of a project?
Well, I've been doing it for 15 years since I moved to Colorado. But Ignite Adaptive Sports, this coming up this season, will be its 50th year.
Whoa.
At Eldora. Yeah, we are the second oldest adaptive sports program in Colorado.
Why have we never heard about you before?
Well, probably you don't have a disability, except for the regular ones we all have.
But you're doing such good work, you think the word would get out.
Oh, I think the word's out in the community of people that need adaptive sports.
Right.
In fact, I know it is because, we just finished up our season here the other, last week. So we did 1,300 lessons.
Oh, great.
For people with disabilities, and that comprised over 350 different individuals. And even though those numbers sound big, Murphy, we actually turned away a quarter of people that wanted, 25% of people that wanted to participate in our program, we could not accommodate because we just don't have the space.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Now, you say you just closed down. You do nothing in the summertime?
Ignite Adaptive Sports does not do a summer program, but there are many, many programs for people with disabilities in the spring, summer, and fall, too. There's a whole program that works out at Boulder Reservoir. They do wakeboarding and water skiing.
Wow.
When I tell people we do skiing for people with disabilities, they say, wow, that sounds crazy and dangerous. And when I think of wakeboarding and Boulder Reservoir, I think that sounds crazy, but dangerous.
Yeah, both of them sound dangerous to me, I got to tell you, Finn. So how does that work then? Somebody comes and you've got them in your program. How does it work and who do they work with?
Well, we have all of our instructors are volunteers, so nobody's paid, which is incredible. And we have almost 300 instructors.
Whoa.
I know. And just all from the front range, from Denver, Boulder, Longmont, and, you know, Loveland, and just the area here. We get 300 people to be instructors. And then you have to train them because they have to be trained in various equipments and with various disabilities and, sure. and things like that. So if somebody signs up, then we'll do an assessment, figure out what equipment, if required, would be appropriate for them and their goals. And then there's a fee involved, although the fee, we don't turn anyone away due to ability to pay. So all of our rates are on a sliding scale. And then they come on up to Eldora, and then they get to enjoy time outside that they don't normally do.
What an exciting time for them, too, I'll bet, to be able to do that.
Oh, sometimes. I mean, we have a whole range, Murphy, of people. So we do four programs with the Denver VA. So we have adults, Vietnam veterans, for example, who were wounded 50 years ago.
Wow.
And then we have veterans from, you know, the previous, the more recent conflicts. You know, somebody might be 22, 23 years old. And then we have children from the school systems and independent children who have, developmental disorders,
sure.
or something like that. They
sure.
come. So we get everybody from like 6 years old to about 86 years old. With the entire range of whatever can happen to a human being, which is, you know, mind-boggling when you think about it. You can have cognitive issues, you can have developmental issues, you can have been in an accident. I mean, we have amputees and, we just have everything. So we have to have instructors trained for each of these things.
That's amazing.
So it's complicated, but it's just a wonderful thing when you see the smile on somebody's face.
Oh, I'll bet it does. Now, these volunteers, you have to do like so much of this goes on, especially with nonprofits, background checks on the people you're bringing in to make sure not just that they're qualified to do the job, but just checking them out, period. Do you do that?
Oh, absolutely. So we have, this is considered a very much an at-risk population, especially children. So all of our volunteers have to undergo a very extensive background check. We do have like first responders and firemen, policemen, and things like that. They say, we did a background check, and we say, no, I'm sorry, you have to do ours.
Yeah.
Just because of that population, that risk issue. And then you have to be trained in, the particular adaptive equipment and how to deal with these disabilities too. So I still am amazed that we get as many volunteer instructors as we do, considering what a massive commitment it is.
Well, people in Colorado are pretty generous with money and time, though, aren't they, Finn?
They really are. It's just incredible. We don't have any problem, really. Raising money for the program is, it's an effort, but it's not a problem. And getting volunteer instructors for the program is an effort, but not a problem either. It is actually astounding.
Wow. You keep mentioning the word they have to be trained in equipment. What kind of equipment are we talking about?
Okay, so you've got, how many different, so we have an alpine slider, which is like a walker that has skis on the bottom. So if you have balance issues or whatever, you can hold onto it with your hands and you can ski down the mountain.
Wow.
And you're tethered from behind. That's a good one. So if you're a stroke survivor or something like that, it's wonderful. We have a ski bike where it's just like a bicycle with two skis on it. And we put two little skis on your feet. So if you have balance issues again, you can ski down the mountain. Then we have a snow go, which is like a ski tricycle with three skis on it. You can work down the mountain with that. Then we have mono skis, which is a ski with a seat bucket on top. And then you have outriggers, and then you can be completely independent and ski down the mountain. Then we have a bi-ski, which is a monoski with two skis. And then we have all sorts of tethers and other kinds of adaptive equipment. And obviously cross-country skis, snowshoes, and downhill skis. So we actually have $350,000 worth of equipment in our headquarters ready to use for a person with any disability.
And that's a lot of money to be putting out for people that don't really make a lot of money doing it. I mean, it sounds like, I know the program does cost, but, you seem like you're kind of flexible about that.
We're totally flexible about the cost. And, I didn't know this until I got into this, but, if you have a child with special needs, it's incredibly expensive to get the medical care and the educational care that these kids need. It's a huge extra cost. And if you have a disability and you're an adult and independent, a lot of times you have trouble finding, jobs.
Sure.
people that want to hire you. I mean, I know this, you're not supposed to be doing this stuff, but, you know, actually out in the real world, life is hard for a lot of these folks. And they don't get the work that they want to do, and it doesn't get paid the way that they want to get paid. So this is not a wealthy, you know, group of either families with kids with disabilities or independent adults. So we have to have a sliding scale.
Well, you sound like you're good at it, and you've got the experience to do it. It's Finn Murphy we're talking to here, program manager of Ignite Adaptive Sports up in Eldora, which is a beautiful spot to have this. Isn't it, Finn? It's beautiful up there.
Eldora has been our partner there for 50 years. It's a wonderful place. It's 36 minutes from Boulder, and it's 5 minutes from Netherlands. It is just a wonderful mountain. You know, people think, you know, Eldora is a small mountain. Well, you know, if Eldora was in Vermont, it would be a big mountain.
I get that. So, listen.
So it's in Colorado, so it's a small mountain, but we're actually one of the largest programs in the country here at Little Eldora.
Well, yeah, 50 years. I would say you got, in my mind, the biggest in this country, for goodness sakes, and you survived 50 years. Think about that. That's a lot. So how do we get involved?
For a nonprofit.
Yes, it is. So how do we get involved with your nonprofit? Is there a website, phone numbers? Give me some more information.
All that stuff. Yes, sir. It's a very long URL, Murphy. It's called igniteadaptivesports.org. So if you can type all that in, you obviously don't have a cognitive disability.
No.
Igniteadaptivesports.org is our website. Just jump on that, and then we'll have different tabs about information about how to volunteer, how to participate as an athlete, how to contribute as a donor or whatever else you want to do. It has all the information right there.
So it starts there, phone numbers, everything we do to set up appointments, because I'm sure, as you just said a little while ago, that you got to make an appointment. You just can't walk in, can you?
You can't walk in. You can't wheel in. No, because we have to match our instructors and the training and the equipment to each individual. So, yeah, much as we'd love to be able to do walk-ins, with our volunteer instructor model, we need to know who's coming.
So do you need more volunteers? Does it change season to season? As you said, your season just ended, but you got to start preparing probably almost immediately for the next season.
We always need volunteers, Murphy, always. As I said, we turned away 25% of people that wanted to participate in our program because we didn't have the instructors. So if you're thinking about it, if you know how to ski, snowboard, snowshoe, Nordic ski, if you want to go out there and help people who through no fault of their own need a little bit of assistance, then please, igniteadaptivesports.org. We'd love to have you. We'll train you. You don't have to be an expert. We'll make you one.
So what do you do during the summer then, Finn? What do you do up there?
Oh, I'm a writer. I just wrote a book called Rocky Mountain High about the Colorado hemp boom.
Really? I bet that's going to be interesting. Is it published already, out there for the public to read?
Published. Yeah, it came out in June. Paperback's coming out next month, published by W.W. Norton in New York. Were you involved in any of that hemp stuff that was going crazy a few years ago?
No, I wasn't. Some of my family members were, though. They probably have a story to tell, but not me.
Everybody knows somebody who was involved.
Yeah, hallelujah to that, for sure. Finn, thank you so much for coming on Mile High Magazine. Keep up the great work up there at Eldora. Pretty spot, Ignite Adaptive Sports. You're doing a great job. 50 years, come on.
Thank you, Murphy. Love to be on the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I love you coming on, too, as well. And you guys, too. It's Mile High Magazine. We're here, for goodness sakes, every Sunday right where you're listening right now. And have a good rest of the week. We will talk to you next Sunday.